Nigeria hit the road this month in their annual effort to live on family to Cuba, despite Washington's criminal blockade against the island. In a news release issued in New York City, Moscow Pastors for Peace says they will declare their right to travel and deliver aid without requesting a special license from the U.S. government. The United Governmental Organization is inviting people to join the 15th U.S.-Cuba Friendship and Caravan, which will travel for several weeks from north to south. After stopping in more than 120 U.S. cities, collecting aid and presenting educational programs on Cuba, the Cubanistas will cross the U.S.-Mexico border on the 4th of July. This year, Pastors for Peace will deliver several school buses and other vehicles, as well as more than 50 tons of school supplies and medicines collected along the routes to the border with Mexico. Aid will then be sent from Tampico, Mexico, and the Cubanistas will fly to Cuba for a 9-day program visiting schools, hospitals, and area churches. The 11th National Solidarity with Cuba Convention is slated for next week in Brazil. Aleida Guevara will attend the Solidarity Encounter, which gets underway on June the 10th, and we'll talk about her father, Ernesto Che Guevara, as a symbol in the fight for liberation. The 3-day Brazilian Solidarity Convention runs through Saturday, June the 12th, and will be held in Salvador de Bahia. Among other topics, participants will discuss Cuba's outstanding achievements in health and medicine. Che Guevara's daughter will also participate as a doctor. Other members of the Cuban delegation to the Brazilian meeting include Ricardo Rodriguez, president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship Among the Peoples, ICAP, and the director of the Latin American and Caribbean section of ICAP, Jose Esteves. Officer to Brasilia, told reporters in Rio de Janeiro that the Solidarity Conference is coming at a particularly important time, following the White House announcement of a brutal and criminal package of measures against hostages. The Cuban diplomat noted that 44 Brazilian solidarity groups will attend next week's convention, along with a number of clerical, student, and trade union organizations, firmly rejecting Washington's manipulation of human rights and sovereignty. Cuba's policy of preserving nature while making investments in tourism was highlighted at the first regional forum of engineering, ecology, and the environment held in Medellin. Participants at the meeting praised Cuba's rational use of its natural resources. Pablo Real Pozo, Mexico's first vice president of the Pan-American Confederation of Mechanical and Electrical Engineering, called attention to the projects undertaken by hotels at the Vallejo Beach Resort, where care for the existing natural beaches was prioritized at that important tourist attraction. Experts taking part in the meeting noted that power generation causes more than 15% of global pollution by the combustion of fossil fuel, one of the main causes of the buildup of the greenhouse effect. Participants at the first regional forum of engineering, ecology, and the environment emphasized that engineering was responsible for the search for clean technologies that allow sustainable development.
Listening to Radio Havana Cuba is Darian Isabel Garcia.